Very much. I want to thank all of you for coming tonight. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the interchange and the interaction. And I think it's very important for you to be able to ask questions of people who are asking for your vote and for your trust. I think you need to watch us stand up here and be able to do what we just did, which is having interaction. I'm going to be doing this more. I'm going to do it all over the state, and I suspect I'll be back here doing it again, if not between now and the primary, hopefully after the primary election, if I'm successful in the general election. Remember this, and then I'm going to introduce Harry to kind of wrap things up as our MC, and then get Harry to bed, because you got to get up pretty early. No matter who you're going to vote for, we've had questions tonight from people who support me in this room. We've had questions from people who support Mayor Lonergan in this room. Let me just say this, that no matter who you support on June 2nd, I urge you to get out to vote. Whether you're going to vote for me, or whether you're going to vote for Steve Lonergan, or Rick Merkt, or one of the other folks that is in the Republican primary, it is so important for you to get out to vote. The more people we have vote, the more people we're going to be required to communicate with, the better our democracy will be. Democracy is not a spectator sport. And while, believe me, I want every one of your votes in this room, and I'm going to work very hard to earn those votes between now and June 2nd, and if you vote for somebody else on June 2nd and I haven't earned your support there, I'm going to work very hard to earn your vote between June 2nd and November 3rd, because I want each one of your votes. But what matters to me even more is that you make sure you get out and vote on June 2nd. We want to make sure as many people in our Republican Party participate so that the nominee of this party will have the strength of a mandate to be able to go on and take on John Corzine in this November election. So I thank you for taking your time to come out tonight to participate in this, and thank you for your questions and for your interaction. And I thank you for the opportunity to be here. And now I'm going to turn it back over to the professional in this operation, Harry Burley.
From the door, so I'll be brief. But think about it. We all came out tonight. We could be watching some mindless, unimportant sitcom or something, or we could come here and participate in the greatest process, in the greatest republic ever conceived. And it really is to everyone's credit. A couple observations. It was really neat to just watch this all unfold. I watched Chris Christie call on Nate in row two, clearly seeing that Nate is wearing a Lonergan button. That's class. He knew that was not going to be necessarily a supportive question. He called on him. He went 8 or 9 rows deep and called on a woman that he knew was wearing bifocals. I can barely see, she's wearing glasses. He took all those questions. I learned a lot about Chris Christie tonight. It didn't surprise me, but I made note of it. You gauge a lot about a man or a woman by not how they handle a nice question, but how they handle a tough question. Even when his family was brought into it, he handled himself with a level of decorum and professionalism and leadership that just completely validates, and I didn't need it, my decision to announce tonight that I am formally endorsing Chris Christie to the next governor of the state of New Jersey. Me over the past 19 years that I've been doing what I do on a daily basis. I love what I do. I have a passion for what I do. I try very hard to get it right. I size up candidates. I pretty much make good decisions, I believe. Of course, like everyone, not nearly perfect. Always working to be a better man, better husband, better father. But I sized Chris Christie up a long time ago. And I told my listeners years before he announced his candidacy for governor that I was hoping and praying that Chris Christie would announce his candidacy for governor. But after watching everything that took place, we took part tonight in the first town hall meeting that will elect the next governor of the state of New Jersey.